Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 8th of December, the 342nd day of 2025, which means we're only 23 days away from 2026. A fortnight and a half, basically, begins our transition from the first quarter of the 21st century to its second quarter. Several nights back, finishing a chore in twilight, I looked up into the eastern sky to see early December's full moon, aptly named the cold moon, emerge from a bank of clouds. The winds hurrying the clouds along were gusting at times 20 knots or more, creating a well below zero chill factor, helping me to reaffirm my resolve to finish moving my old farm truck off the street in front of our townhouse before the evening's parking ban went into effect. One less item on the chimerical to-do list, which daily rearranges itself, as though having a mind of its own. Supposedly, I'm the one in charge, but the reality has me as nothing more than a waif amid forces, in Dreiser's words, merely the magnet attracting, and then the magnet being overridden by that which it attracts. Religions laud the virtues of our devoting ourselves to others. Some of them have come across originally in Sanskrit, clarifying for us that, given the proper frame of mind, we need not worry about being cast from wave to wave in the ocean, because each of us is the ocean. Gradually, by way of translatio studi, the theory that civilization moves in a westward course, the Eastern language influenced the Middle Eastern language, and then the European language, and within a couple of millennia, we had improvised considerably upon the notion of the three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, respectively harmony, dynamism, and inertia. Birthday poet Delmar Schwartz touches on these in his poem, In the Green Morning, Now, Once More. In the green morning, before love was destiny, the sun was king, and God was famous. The merry, the musical, the jolly, the magical, the feast of feasts, the festival suddenly ended as the sky descended, but there was only the feeling in all the dark falling of fragrance and of freshness, of birth and beginning. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Horace, Mary, Queen of Scots, Eli Whitney, Jean Sibelius, Diego Rivera, E.C. Segar, James Thurber, Pigmeat Jarrett, Richard Llewellyn, Lee J. Cobb, Delmar Schwartz, Sammy Davis Jr., Maximilian Schell, Flip Wilson, David Carradine, Jenny Linden, Toots Hibbert, Bobby Elliott, Jim Morrison, Greg Allman, Kim Basinger, and Sinead O'Connor. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1941, one day after the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt delivered his famous Day of Infamy speech to a joint session of Congress. And today in 1967, the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour album was released in the United Kingdom. Heavenward in the south sky tomorrow morning and the morning after, our waning gibbous moon will appear near the bright star Regulus, brightest in the constellation Leo the Lion. Regulus is the dot at the end of the backwards-facing question mark-shaped pattern of stars known as the sickle. And on Thursday, high in the sky before dawn, we have our third quarter moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 12th and therefore penultimate week of autumn and the 50th week of 2025, and wishing everyone a good day. Keep the faith.